Sometime this month, the Maine Department of Corrections is expected to finalize proposed new disciplinary rules for the Maine State Prison. The rules govern everything from prisoner communication with the outside world to hygiene, contraband, and safety threats. Inmates who break rules face monetary sanctions, loss of good time, and segregation, better known as solitary confinement. The Maine Department of Corrections says it has sharply reduced the use of segregation over the last 5 years, but there remain concerns about the length of time prisoners are spending in virtual isolation and the lack of transparency in the process that keeps them there. Tonight, Susan Sharon has the first of two reports.
Douglas Burr is confined to a cell in the Maine State Prison that he describes like this. About 8 feet wide, 10 or 12 feet long, it has a skinny window about 3 feet long and 3 inches wide, a toilet, a sink, and a bed with a mattress. He's allowed to keep 5 books at a time and to receive magazines and newspapers that he gets in the mail. After 10 months, Burr says he also earned the privilege of having a TV. He can't talk to anyone except by yelling through a big steel door. And for 1 hour a day, usually 5 days a week, he can leave his cell to exercise by himself in a slightly larger cage outside. He's also allowed 3 10-minute phone calls and 1 2-hour non-contact visit per week. With advance authorization and after undergoing a security screening, I'm permitted to record an interview with him in a small private room.
Hi, Doug.
Burr is seated in a 5-point restraint system. A set of handcuffs connects to a set of shackles at his feet, and we're separated by a heavy glass partition. Because it's difficult to hear Burr through this barrier, we're using an interpreter to speak for him in this story. I asked Burr why he thinks he's in solitary.
I think they ultimately believe that at some point I was involved in trafficking drugs. I'm saying that just from what the guards are telling me, all right?
Burr was first confined to the special management unit 1.5 years ago. He's put in 20 years of a 60-year sentence for murder. So by now, he's familiar with how things work inside. He hasn't been violent in prison, hasn't had serious disciplinary problems. He's completed 1 college degree and is working on a second. But why he's still in segregation, he says he does not know.
I never got caught with any drugs. The person that they say was involved with me never got caught with any drugs. So it was very vague. There was really no evidence that I've seen that justified me getting a write-up, let alone leaving me in solitary for 17 months.
Burr went through the prison's grievance process with no success, and once that was exhausted, he filed an appeal of the disciplinary board's decision in Superior Court. Burr is alleging that the Maine DOC has continuously and systematically violated its own procedures, including falsifying a disciplinary report and failing to provide him with necessary forms and paperwork. Burr is also alleging that his due process rights have been violated, and that his confinement in solitary amounts to cruel and unusual punishment.
After we filed that, we got a notice from the Attorney General's office saying, okay, we agree that we can't prove that he tried to smuggle in contraband.
Eric Maynard is Douglas Burr's attorney. He says the Attorney General's office, on behalf of the DOC, agreed to expunge Burr's disciplinary record, restore 20 days of lost good time, and give him back the $100 fine he paid. Maynard was so excited, he called Burr to give him the good news.
He said, that's really interesting. I'm still in segregation. And I scratched my head and said, how can this be? So I contacted the Attorney General's office, and they advised me that they now considered him a security risk under a separate rule. Therefore, they were going to keep him in segregation, and that they could do so indefinitely.
In a motion filed with the court last April, Assistant Attorney General James Fortin disputed that he ever implied that Burr could be held in the SMU indefinitely and for no reason. He also challenged the idea that conditions in the SMU amount to atypical and significant hardship. Burr is now living in a special section of the SMU, the Administrative Control Unit.
It's basically long-time solitary confinement indefinitely. It's 15 people that are housed in this unit, and they're supposed to be the worst of the worst in the Maine State Prison. 12 of the 15 inmates are down there for serious, violent offenses, either on guards or other inmates.
It remains unclear why Burr is considered a threat to safety and security of the facility. Joseph Jackson, a former inmate who represented Burr in his grievance process and who now works with a Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition, says the specific rule involved, Rule 20.1, does not allow for transparency, for the prisoner to hear the evidence against him or to put on any kind of defense before a disciplinary board.
When they apply this rule to a prisoner, there's no D board, they don't have to have a D board or anything like that. There's no finding of guilt. They can just apply it to you and then, you know, and hold you.
But Jackson says it makes no sense in Burr's case, given that the AG expunged his disciplinary record in the first place.
If you expunged his record, what did you use to make this decision that he was a threat to the safety and, you know, security of this facility? And for me, I think it's a way of circumventing the disciplinary policy.
The bottom line is, to get into the administrative controls unit, you have to work really hard.
Deputy Corrections Commissioner Rodney Bouffard is a former warden of the Maine State Prison. He declined to talk about Douglas Burr's case because of the pending court challenge, but Bouffard says, in general, the decision to place an inmate in the ACU is carefully considered at multiple levels, beginning with prison staff.
And that process involves a recommendation from a team here locally, a recommendation from the warden. The central office would review the situation, review the inmate's history, and then either make a recommendation that he go into the administrative controls unit or not go into the administrative controls unit.
Bouffard says making the wrong call could wind up getting a guard or another inmate killed. Doug Burr says he understands that there are a small number of prisoners who need to be segregated from general population, but only for a limited amount of time. And he says the effects of solitary confinement extend beyond the prison's walls to members of his family. For reasons that remain unclear, Burr's wife has been prevented from visiting with him for a year and a half. His mother, Lucille, who asked that we not use her last name, is using her retirement to pay for his appeal. And she says she loses sleep worrying about his situation.
It's very hard on me to think of my child's suffering and not knowing when it's going to come to an end and what they're going to do about this and how often it happens and it happens to other people in there. It's just not a right situation. We never get answers, and the Department of Corrections seems to think that they can do whatever they want to whomever they want for whatever reasons and not be held accountable.
Meanwhile, Burr says he struggles not to lose hope on the ACU.
I'm a very positive person, and I went down there like that. But it changed me a little bit because everything around you is negative. You have people self-abusing, and then you have people down there throwing feces and urine, so the whole environment is toxic. And the hardest part is not knowing what I need to do to get out of here.
Burr says he's completed several programs recommended by the prison as a way to work his way back to general population. One was called Commitment to Change. But Burr says there is no clear path to follow to demonstrate that you're not a threat. His status is only reviewed every 6 months. And at his latest review, he says he was told that he needed more time. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.